So are you going to ask me questions or what?
State trivia.
I probably got an answer for everyone.
All right. State fossil.
Let's just not talk about work.
Well, I don't know what you do for a living besides fish. So.
Yeah.
None of us do.
And actually, I got to do something real quick. It's long enough. I got to take a piss quick first.
All right, well, we'll get
that too. Yeah, right.
Just the
sound. Next year, oh, look at Junior pissing. Oh. Oh, that's right. I got shorts on too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Junior's pulling cranks again. That tells us there's no fish here.
Yeah. Actually, we should, unless they're on that. They could be on that salt tip. Because that's like 4 feet down there. A fish.
Yeah.
Oh, fucker got off. Oh, no, he's on there yet. How deep are we? It's 8. What's that?
I don't like all the herky jerky.
Ah, damn it. Like a sheephead attitude? With the boards?
Yeah.
Yeah, the boards that, yeah. What you're looking for is any different action than normal. Like how they're sitting right now, I guess, yeah, that's normal. Because there's no play in it. Or there's no jerking or anything like that. The flags are all up. You know, a good way to find, you know, to see that you have a fish on that that the tattletale is down. The flag is down. But sometimes that doesn't work like that. They, you know, every fish is different, you know. Some pull reels, you know, a lot of walleyes, they go and they grab it, and it's just a soft bite, and it's just a soft pull. You know, there the board will just inch back, you know. That's how I can always tell that it's a walleye. I can pretty much, you know, I'm not bragging or nothing, but pretty much can tell you what's on that board as soon as it bites, you know. Other than that, besides it jerking a lot, then you know the fish is on it, or the tattle, like that one right there. All right. Okay, now this one, I know it's a fish, but.
Fucking tank.
Like this one, now this one's kind of, so I'm going to eat my words a little bit. This one isn't doing anything. It's just steady weight. So to me, if I was an Erie, this is a good one. Like a 24, 25. But it's hard to tell. Being on the rocks, we're in shallow water. Every fish acts different in shallow water. Why don't you take that? So, okay, now it's pulling though. What do you got going? Oh. Yeah, if this is an eye, it's a good one.
Oh shit.
Probably 23, 24, if it is. And another way you can tell too is when it's down, when the line is down, usually it's a walleye. Oh, thanks, buddy. You want to come along every tournament? But when it jerks like that though, when it's jerking, that's usually a sheephead or a cat, one of the two. Yeah, it's probably a... In this instance, it's a walleye. So I called it right. And it's a good one. Hell yeah! Boom!
Yeah. I like it when they fool us.
See,
like that.
Yeah. So, like I said, when you're in stones, you never know. You don't know exactly because they have nowhere to go. The shallower you are, they have nowhere to go. They can only go left or right. They can, you know, they can't go down any further than down. So.
He's a chubby guy.
Yeah. At the end of it. Called it.
Yep. Guess what? Pink lemonade, just like you said.
Yep. That's Mikey Blank's favorite on this reef. That's his best bait.
Yeah.
No, don't put it back. I gotta turn here. We still gotta fish yet, just a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck, man. I wish it was in the termite.
Let's catch three more like that yet.
Yeah, and this time of the year, usually you're fishing stones. They're in the mud, but they're not. You want to fish majority structure. That's usually where it's at this time of the year. Anytime in May, you know, end of May, you can go out in the mud, you'll catch them, you know, but it's not. Your best bet is being in the stones. You know, on any artificial reefs or any reefs at all. East side, west side, if you're Winnebago. Now, if you're talking Ohio, that's a little different story. They're out in the mud all day long. It doesn't matter where you go, you can catch them there. But in Winnebago, it's a little tricky. They don't bite like they do anywhere else, I can tell you that. Every hour is different. Any wind change, you got any wind change, current, It's a big factor. But.
So what's that like for you when you see that board move?
Yeah, well, I get a little nervous. Yeah, that's a good one. For Winnebago, if you get five of them, or four, whatever the tournament is, three, four, five fish you can have, you get them, you're gonna be in the top, you'll be in the top eight for sure. I would say. Plus
20.
You get a kicker, you know, you get a 24, 25, and then four of them with it, you'll be right there. You'll be in the top five for sure, if not three. But
that was just a fat piece of fat.
Yeah. No.
Ain't that long.
It's no, it's bad. Not that long. I see that.
That's where you're being penalized by your system, right?
Yeah, yeah, because it's fat.
More weight than length.
Yeah. Well, in this system, yes, we would want that fish. If we were in this tournament, yes, 100%. We want them fat like that. Yeah. But we're, when you do it, what? Oh, here. I was looking for my other board. Yeah. You know, like Otter Street converted over to